When were y'all out in the field? You were saying it's seasonal? Was it summer, or was that
year-round? Dale, for example, also in the winter, what we'd do is we'd write up a lot of stuff as well. Depending on where you were, Dale and I were so far, you know, we were out at the end of the galactic arm is what it amounted to, way out there in the Brooks Range in the north. And because of the way the construction work was going on in that area, in those two sections, we were out there year-round. Actually, I should say I was. Dale went back to graduate school at the University of Wisconsin during the winter. But I was out there all the time. And that's back in the days when, nowadays, everything is 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. Back then, it was 11 weeks on and 2 weeks off. So we were out there, you know, it's like 11 weeks, 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, week after week after week after week after week. And as a result of that project, because of some of the things that happened to people, I mean, people went nuts, right? A lot of that, the progress of that project determined, you know, from sort of a base, all right, the way things are run now. I mean, I realized that you can't ask people to go out there for 11 straight weeks and 7 days a week, 12 hours a day, day after day after day after day after day. That's too long. You know, all kinds of things happen, you know, in terms of production drops off, morale drops. I mean, we ate, like, the first crew I had up there, two of the kids on the crew, along with their notes that they were taking, they were writing down what they had for dinner every night. I mean, because they wanted to remember, they couldn't believe it. You know, lobster tails, steak, frog legs, I mean, you name it. The idea was, and it's an idea I still subscribe to today, that on any kind of a project like that, especially when you're out in the middle of absolutely nowhere, and I mean, every dime you spend on crew morale, which is like the best food you can possibly provide, the best lodging you can possibly provide, the best, you know, recreation room you can possibly, is money that is well spent, you know, to the maximum. I mean, because morale is the biggest thing, and there are just three or four things that if you really take care of and do as well as can possibly be done, you'll keep that morale up pretty good. But one of the things you can't defeat is having to be out there for too long. And 11 weeks,